Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore, and I've got Steve Collins sitting across from me. Steve, people will know your story. Irish sports fans and boxing fans will certainly know it, but you've immortalized it again in an amazing documentary called One Night in Mill Street, which gave me so much insight into your fight with Chris Eubank that I did not know about. Why did you want to do this?
Well, I didn't want to do it. I was approached by the makers of the documentary a number of years ago. When I make a documentary, and I said, well, I'm not interested.
Right.
You know, I'm living my life now, very private, very happy, very busy. And I've no interest in attention or the limelight or stories. And they said, well, we're making it, you know, it's better if you're part of it because we wanted, you know. So we had discussions back and forth and we came to an agreement. I said, okay, you know, I'll be part of it. I'll do the interviews. And I dug out boxes of VHS recordings going back years, stuff I probably haven't seen for a long time, and gave it to them. And they delved through it all and they pulled out some great little bits from it. And the documentary was made. I mean, there was a couple of times before it was finished, I think I pulled the plug on it twice. I went, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just thought about it and I said, the culture nowadays, you know, everyone wants to be in the limelight, everyone wants to be famous. And I see these former, you know, stars with the footballers or whatever profession they are, putting the faces out there. Today I'm walking my dog in the snow and on a lovely, who cares? You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You've done your thing.
Yeah.
Move on. So I kind of feel I don't want to be like that. I've done my thing. I was successful. Great. Moved on in life. Life is good now. And that's it.
Well, so, I can reassure you, there's absolutely no sense in this documentary that you're doing it for any other reason than telling this story along with the other stakeholders, because that's the great thing about it as well.
I didn't do it.
That's it. You didn't know I do it. That's what I mean. That you didn't make it.
If I made a documentary, it'd have been so one sided. Yeah. I'd have been great in everything. No flaws. But because these guys made it, and when they made it, and I saw it, and I sat back, and I actually really enjoyed it. And people asked me, "What did you enjoy about it?" And I said, "Well, to me, I saw what everybody in the peripheral was doing. I kind of wish I had been there."
Yeah.
I said, you were there. I said, I was there, but I wasn't part of the build up, the crack, the fun. And I still love watching people saying, you know, yeah, we're going to win. You'll never beat the Irish. And they're all, you know, brave and gung ho. I'm the one getting in the ring.
Yeah.
But this is side I never saw because I was focused on what I was doing. And then when I saw this, I thought it was good fun. It was great gathering of us.
Absolutely. Irish people and putting
family,
it on in Mill Street.
Friends, supporters,
like, yeah. The other thing about it as well is what's brilliant is when a documentary like this is made, when all the people involved in the story agree to talk now. So I love that there's you, there's Chris Eubank, obviously, which is a key element of it as well. There's Tony Quinn is talking. There's, you know, the lad who got Mill Street and ran it. And got
Noel C. Duggan.
Noel C. Duggan, exactly. So what I love about that is that you're getting the perspective now of telling the story from back then, as opposed to just the footage. The footage is unbelievable, by the way, as you said, pulling out the VHSs of you going to Vegas on your own, going to Boston on your own, doing all those things. And like to have that footage is just phenomenal. But to have everybody else talk about it now, it really elevates the whole film, I think.
Yeah, there's an audience there who are the generation now that we were then, because, you know, 20, 30 years is the generation.
Yeah.
So there was some lads who are very young when it happens. All the lads went, and there's kids that weren't around when it happened and watching it, and they're kind of reliving what their dad talked about and what they experienced. And it's really nice. It's nice because it's a very positive thing. It's a nice story.
And
it's a good ending. So, and it gives people a little bit of self-belief. And I'm a very positive person, and I always give people, you know, if you think you can do it, go for it. Give it your best shot.
Yeah.
If you fail, you don't fail. You only fail if you don't give it your best shot. If you give something your best shot and it doesn't happen, that's just, you can accept it. But if you don't give it your best shot, down the road, you can't put the clock back and you'll have regrets and you become bitter. I should have done this, I should have done that. And the one thing I hate people saying is, I could have been a contender if only, and I have to walk away.
Right.
You know, it's not about winning. Success is the bonus. It's going for it. It's the enjoyment.
And the work and,
you know,
everything.
You get
10
guys, 10 people who go for it and one succeeds. The other 9 don't succeed. But if they gave it 100%, they go, well, I gave it my best. It wasn't for me. He had something that we hadn't gotten. Well done to him.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I tried. When you don't try, you start going, I could have this, I should have, would have, could have. And that is the worst thing to do. So this shows people that just go for it. You know, go down every avenue. Try everything you need to do to succeed. If you succeed, great. If you don't, that's fine. It wasn't for you.
Yeah.
You know? But at least you can put your head in your pillow at night and know what you gave.
And know you gave it everything. Yeah. But Steve, I often think that, you know, when I look at boxing nowadays, there's a lot that mirrors what went on before. But there's obviously a new, I suppose, a new, what I call it, a talent pool, but there's a new kind of angle of coming into boxing from people who have profile elsewhere and then they turn it into boxing. So we've seen Jake Paul and Logan Paul turn from YouTubers into fighters and now they're boxing. I mean, there's one of the Pauls is boxing Mike Tyson, the other one had a go at Floyd Mayweather. How do you feel about that end of things? Is it still boxing in your eyes, or is it entertainment? Or
there's no harm in it at all. Mm. The guys are recognized individuals. Nowadays, we have social media, which is the way forward. People, you know, they've got millions of viewers tuning into them.
Yep.
That's money. They produce money. So these guys want to go on and do, you know, Dancing on Ice. People will follow them because they're well known. If they want to do boxing, no harm with that. As a matter of fact, it's a good thing because they're doing something they wouldn't have done before and they're bringing boxing to the light. And we're standing here talking about it, which is great. They're promoting it. They're not bad fighters.
That's the thing as well. Know, yeah.
Can't take it away. Are they true professional boxers? No. But the guys who are taking on someone in a boxing ring, in a boxing match and giving it the best shot, I have no problem with it at all. You know, people are saying, people give out and say, look at the money they earn, look at this, look at that. And that's begrudgery. Good luck to them.
Yeah. Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul. Like if someone, I'm not suggesting, as you said already, you don't have no interest in the limelight, whatever. But I mean, if somebody came along and challenged you, like, would you come out of retirement for something like that?
I've had it. I had a contract to fight a rematch of Nigel Benn put in front of me. And I looked at it and I said, for what?
Yeah.
Is it for money? I've no interest in money. I've done what I've done. It's my time. Move on. Let the young guys who are real get on with it. And there's more important things to do in life. And it doesn't appeal to me at all. It wouldn't. I've nothing to prove. I had an ambition as a young boy, and I fulfilled more than I set out to fulfill. And I'm very happy, and I'm extremely lucky. And that's one thing that people never say, you know, to boxers or successful people. People never say you're very lucky. We are very lucky. I know you're all saying, yeah, I'm lucky after 20 years of hard work. True, but you're very, very lucky. My good luck was very unfortunate, bad luck for Raymond Close. Raymond Close, in my opinion, beat Chris Eubank. Mm. Never got the decision, which is part of the Eubank story, history. Never got the decision. I was getting a rematch and I was capable of beating Chris Eubank, but unfortunately for him, he failed a brain scan. Then you see in the documentary, I Come On, and one of the correspondents, I think it was a North of Ireland correspondent, was in there saying how callous it was that his career's over and I swan in and I'm taking his seat and so on. I thought, well, he's an idiot because I know Raymond Close. And if you look at the video, I'm actually in one of the clips is me sparring Raymond Close in Belfast. He was a friend. We fought in the same gym. We knew each other. We were warriors together. So what happened to Ray happened and we spoke about it. So when Ray, you know, they all knew it was going to be there. So when Raymond came in and he left and I sat down, but this was going to happen. But you get the commentary. Yeah. He made it. I rocked up. You know, your day is over. I'm taking over. That's not what happened.
No. It's one of the great parts covered, though, in this whole documentary, which I do genuinely recommend people go to the cinemas and see. One Night in Mill Street, out in cinemas now. Quick fire round before you go. Not around a boxing, don't worry, I'm not that silly. What are you currently obsessed with?
A farm.
Yeah.
And last week I had a good day with a young horse in training. And I had a successful day with that horse. And I was walking on air because I'm bringing them on and brought them forward and a success. Succeeded in something I was trying to get him to do for me, and he done it, and it was amazing. And I was high as a kite, and I come in, and I'm on a roll. It's very simple, life, and that's what I do.
Brilliant, brilliant answer. Think back to when you were in national school. So what were you, Cabra, weren't you?
Yeah.
So what school were you in when you were about eight?
When I was eight, I started in O'Connell's Primary. I had been to Stanhope Street Convent in Stonybatter with nuns. It was great. I went to O'Connell's School. Called Collins Primary. I still remember teachers that, you know, taught me there, and they stay with you forever.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I say
good teachers.
People,
yeah,
they stay with you forever, and then I went on. Then I done O'Connell's Secondary, a year or two there, didn't like it, and then I went to Cabra Tech in Cabra, Clochane, and absolutely loved it and done really well. I actually really enjoyed school. So,
what was your favourite subject, you remember?
I always wanted to be an architect. I felt architect was something I should have been, and technical drawing and mechanical drawing, really, I loved it. Even to this day, I put plan permission in for some apartments and I've designed the whole lot myself, and I'll hand it to an architect and we'll argue back and forth.
Sure, yeah.
I love it.
Your design,
I just love the architecture. And that's what I would have, that's the route I would have went down, I think.
If you weren't boxing, yeah. And the final question I ask everybody is, do you, Steve Collins, wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
Of course I wash my legs in the shower.
Yeah?
What's the point in having the shower if you don't wash your body?
Well, it's all happening. It's all like, gravity is taking care of.
Well, I the other day I had done a little workout in the gym, and I think I was on, you know, your legs touch the ground, so I'm doing sit-ups or whatever, and I come in, so there's going to be dirt in your legs. So of course I wash my legs.
Okay, visible dirt, I'm with you, but I'm just saying every day I'm nipping in the shower. I'm not getting in between.
Take
my
hot or cold showers?
Oh, very hot.
Really?
Yeah, I'm lazy.
I haven't had a hot shower in 6-7 years.
Really?
Yeah. And I hate it, but I do it every day.
You do it every day.
If I don't do it, I feel like I've wimped out.
Okay.
Because I really believe my heart and soul, it keeps me fit. And it's going to make me live longer and keep me fresher. And if I don't, I'll be very upset because I've spent many years of miserable showers. I have to say, you do save a lot on water and shampoo because you get in and you wash it.
And you're gone. Yeah. Steve Collins, thank you so much for coming in today and having a chat. One Night in Mill Street is the movie. It's out in cinemas now. Please go and see it. It's absolutely brilliant. Steve, great to meet you. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Cheers.
Appreciate it.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.